us hold on till the morning. When you're spiraling, are you really heading down? You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. Welcome to Who Cued This? I'm Chev, and I will be accompanying you on your musical journey today. Stick around till 1. I've got some excellent tunes for you that I hope you like, and I'm excited to share. Let's see. It's currently 53 degrees in Burlington right now. Sunny. Yay. High 60, low 35, although I don't think it'll get to 35 until, like, late. So that's super fun. Looks like we'll be getting some rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but other than that, temperatures are going up, and with that, our spirits. Maybe the winter is finally over, and maybe it's spring. Who knows, though? It's Vermont. It's New England. Never know. I'm sure you guys all heard about the eclipse that happened yesterday. If you were in Burlington, you were able to witness the totality, which was super, super cool. I was with my friends. It was great. And we talked about why animals kind of get silly when it gets all dark, and I have an article from the BBC that I'd like to share with you. So why some animals get agitated during solar eclipse? Humans experience awe in the face of solar eclipses, but how do the other members of the animal kingdom feel when the day briefly turns to night? On very special occasions, when the conditions perfectly align, the moon conceals the sun and blackness sweeps across the sky. Although total solar eclipses only last for a few fleeting moments, they can have profound effects on humans, inspiring feelings of awe and wonder. But it's harder to predict how animals will respond when they are plunged into darkness in the daytime. Animals rely on a 24-hour biological clock, known as their circadian rhythms, to control daily behaviors such as sleeping, foraging, and hunting. The way eclipses disrupt these ingrained routines is relatively unexplored, as cosmic events are such rare phenomena, occurring in any given place roughly once every 400 years, and also because not all animals react the same. Light is such a huge cue that affects everything from plants to animals. As biologists, we can't turn off the sun, but every now and again, nature turns it off for us, says Cecilia Nilsson, a behavioral ecologist at Lund University in Sweden. More than 100 years ago, an entomologist from New England put the sun's disappearance to the test. William Wheeler circulated adverts in local newspapers recruiting the public to record changes in animal behavior during a 1932 solar eclipse. He gathered more than 500 anecdotes, which charted changes in birds, mammals, insects, and plants, including owls starting to hoot and bees returning to their hive. In 2017, an eclipse which blotted out the sun's rays for 2 minutes and 42 seconds allowed scientists to repeat this experiment. This time, the spectacle had more surprising results. As darkness approached, giraffes galloped nervously and tortoises mated in a South Carolina zoo, and bumblebees stopped buzzing in the states of Oregon, Idaho, and Missouri. With the next solar eclipse taking place on Monday, April 8th, curiosity has been piqued once again. Spanning a narrow strip of land from Mexico to Maine, scientists will be watching the path of totality closely and calling on people to note any mysterious behavior. So if you witness any strange animal behavior, you can call in or hit me with a chat, and maybe I'll give you a little feature on air. But time for the main event. We're going to start off with Badfinger with Dear Angie, but stick around. We've got the Black Keys, Louis Short, Sin Cane, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and Laundry Day, as well as a slew of other great artists. But here we go. Here is Dear Angie by Badfinger. Hope you enjoy.
Dear Angie, just these lines to confirm something you may know. Writing, it's my nerves, you know. When you caught your train today, you took my heart and soul away. I can't wait to
Thank you.
Just heard Cream by L. Michelle's Affair. If that sounded familiar to you, it's probably because you know the song Cream by Wu-Tang Clan. It's an acronym for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. I think it's originally made famous by Wu-Tang Clan. They use a sample from the Charmels, I don't know, something like that, As Long As I've Got You, which I have played on WRUV before. If my memory serves me correctly. But yeah, I really like the piano part in Cash Rules Everything Around Me, Cream, by Wu-Tang Clan. So as soon as I heard this song, I didn't think it was the actual sample, just because it's a tad different than what you actually hear in the Wu-Tang Clan's version, but I think it's still really cool, really jazzy type sound. Before that, we had Agitation Tropicale by L'Imperatrice. I really have been liking the songs that are in French lately, and this one was like kind of cool, like kind of electronic-y, jazzy type stuff, and I've been on that wave. Previous to that, we had Asleep at the Wheel by The Harpers. That is a WREV New Music artist. Check them out. A lot of cool songs. Kind of giving like a Father John Misty had a baby with Noah Kahan type sound. So if you like either of those two artists, definitely go check them out. And we started off with Dear Angie by Badfinger. I do like Badfinger a lot. I listen to them pretty consistently, but I haven't thought to put them on the radio because I thought that most of their songs were hits. They do have several, but Dear Angie is not technically charted on the Billboard Top 100, so I decided to include it on the set today. Moving on, we're going to start off with This Is Nowhere by the Black Keys, another WREV new music artist. You can check them out and a ton of other artists that DJs like myself and other members of the WREV team have reviewed on WREV.wordpress.com. Anyway, here is This Is Nowhere by the Black Keys. Hope you enjoy it. Gonna take a one-way trip to nowhere. Gonna pack my bags, head out to nowhere. Gonna tell my friends I'm going back to nowhere. Yeah, have the time of my life when I get to nowhere. Yeah, 'cause anywhere's better than here. Gonna disappear in the atmosphere. The wind blowing past my
It's the way that you walk in the room. Your heart is a beacon. Don't need a reason to love you. It's easy to do. I'm lost in your smile. It's been a while. Who knows what time is gonna do? All I know is a simple truth. I like watching the days go by with you. The sunrise found me with you. The light hit the window to outline your shadow, a picture, the way that you move. All of my places now left with a trace of you. Who knows what time is gonna do? All I know is a simple truth. I like watching the days go by.
You just heard Butality by Louis Short. I've known that song for a little while, but I just rediscovered a playlist that I made back in 2020, which had a couple of the songs featured on today's set that was on that playlist. So it was a nice little throwback for me. Very sweet song, very sweet voice, upbeat, jazzy. You know, all the vibes. Before that, we had Days Go by May Erlewine as well. Another jazzy type of pop song. Love that. Super sweet. Previous to that, we had Magpie by Lava LaRue. The sample that is used in that song is very famous, I guess, among, like, I want to say social media, but I know that makes me sound like a loser. But I'm going to say it anyway. It's popular on TikTok and on Instagram. But I had never, I don't know if that's the original song with the original sample, if you know what I'm saying. They could be using the sample. I don't know where the original sound comes from. And what I'm referring to is like the sort of the intro. I'm not really sure what to call it, but it's like vocalization and harmonization in the beginning. That song also says it's explicit, although I've gone through the lyrics more times than I can count on my hands to make sure that it's not. So if you do see it on Spotify, there is a little E next to it, but it's a cruel hoax. We started off with This Is Nowhere by the Black Keys, another WRUV new music artist. So definitely go check them out. We had Harper's before, and we're going to be hearing from Sin Cane next, a funky little tune that I'm going to start right now. Hope you enjoy it.
sweet is your love?
Love. Dirty clothes, loose change, red cap, homework that's long overdue. The handsaw that you left with me, searching through all my memories just to find out where life went so wrong. And there's photographs framed on walls of me, smiling, clueless and innocent still. Stayed home every Friday night. Now I stay out late and so close in time, trying to come up with something to say. 'Cause I have never been in love before. Maybe that's what we were working towards. I'll be on my way to save you now. The princess is trapped in her head. Shoes, tennis days, a million thoughts when I see your face, wishing I could turn back the clock. The days when I didn't know where I was or where I'd go, and now I stand alone in the dark. Stay away, hoping this will.
fire. Love has got me blind. I think I lost my chance, running out of time. Whoa, now nothing can save me from me. We're going back and forth. It's not the same no more. It's too late now for me. Nothing more to say. Seas have parted ways. Won't you come back to me?
You just heard Trumpet Boy by Laundry Day. I've been on a Laundry Day kick recently. They are an artist that I discovered through Instagram because they make silly little parody videos, and they put together really pretty intricate harmonizations for very, like, unassuming songs. Their Instagram is Dondry Lay, if you want to check them out. It's pretty funny. I recommend that you do. Before that, we had Gobsmacked by 100 Plus Club, another WRUV new music artist. Check them and a bunch of others out on wruv.wordpress.com. Before that, we had NASA by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Felt the need to include that one, not only because it's a great song, but also because NASA, Eclipse, Totality, you know, sort of the same type thing going on. Tried to find a song about Heaven's Gate, a famous cult that was pretty attached to, like, solar movement or, like, lunar type stuff like that. Could not find a song that I really liked. Started off with How Sweet Is Your Love by Sin Cane. I love discovering different genres of music on the wruv.wordpress.com site, just because a lot of it is rock, and so when there's electronic or folk or country or funk, I try to include that in my set as much as I can. I got two more songs for you. I'm going to hop right to it. This is Next of Kin by Alvace. Hope you enjoy.
Caught the way you looked at me in the sunlight. passion I've held. It pays my way and it corrodes my soul. I want to leave. You will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast. You understand me. I want to go down in celluloid history. Mr. Shankly. Your fame, it can play hideous tricks on the brain. But still I'd rather be famous than righteous or holy. Any day, any day, any day. But sometimes I feel more fulfilled making Christmas cards with the mentally ill. I want to live and I want to love. I want to catch something that I might be ashamed of. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. Oh, I didn't realize that you wrote poetry. I didn't realize you wrote such bloody awful poetry, Mr. Shankly. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, since you ask, you are a flatulent pain in the ass. I do not mean to be so rude. Still, I must speak frankly, Mr. Shankly. Oh, give us money.
That was Frankly, Mr. Shankly, the 2011 remastered version by The Smiths. I don't know why I haven't featured that song sooner. I really like that song. It's funny. I find myself liking songs that are like both lyrically profound and like kind of sarcastic at the same time. My favorite line has to be, "You're a flatulent pain in the ass," as I'm sure it is for a lot of you folks as well. Before that, we had Next of Kin by Alves. I like Alves. I first discovered one of their songs during the pandemic in 2020. That was Archie Marry Me. Probably still my favorite song from them, to be quite honest, but Next of Kin is right up there as well. That's all I got for you this week. Hopefully, weather stays nice throughout the week. Hopefully spring is here for real. I'll be here same time, same place next week. So mark your calendars. Stick around for Kai Marley. She will be here from 1 to 2. So she'll have some great songs for you as well. Other than that, I hope I see you next week. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Here's the robot.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.